Okay, I want to say something a little embarrassing. We have used the phrase credit assignment on this show probably a lot. And I was reading back through some old notes and I realized I'm not sure we've ever actually stopped and defined it.
No, we really haven't. We just kind of drop it and move on like everyone already knows. Which, to be fair, a lot of our regular listeners probably do at this point. But I've wanted to do a proper pass on this for a while, so let's just do it.
Episode 921, and we're finally cleaning up our own mess. Very on brand.
Okay, so credit assignment. Before any jargon, let me give you a picture. Imagine you're learning to cook. You make a dish, it comes out great. But you changed 5 things from last time. The heat, the oil, the timing, the seasoning, and the pan. Which change actually made it better?
And you have no idea, because you changed everything at once.
Exactly. That's the credit assignment problem. And a neural network is in this situation constantly. Except, instead of 5 changes, it's making millions of tiny decisions on the way to every single output. When the output is good, something in that chain deserves credit. When it's bad, something deserves blame. The question is, which thing?
Right.
So the mental model I want us to hold is a chain of cause and effect. You pull a lever, it moves a gear, the gear turns a wheel, the wheel lifts a weight. If the weight lands in the right place, great. But if you want to get better, you have to trace backward. Did the wheel turn enough? Did the gear mesh right? Each link gets some share of responsibility.
Okay, that's a good image. The lever, gear, wheel, weight chain. I'm keeping that.
Hold on to it. Now, a neural network is basically that chain, but with a lot more links. Each connection has a weight that pushes the signal slightly in one direction or another. The final output is the weight landing. And when it lands wrong, you need to know which links were responsible.
And if you just punish the whole chain equally, every single weight gets a little slap, that's not useful.
It's worse than useless. You'd be penalizing the weights that were actually doing the right thing. So you need to distribute credit or blame proportionally based on how much each decision actually contributed to the outcome.
Okay. So how do you actually do that? Like, mechanically?
This is where backpropagation comes in. We did a full overview on backprop, episode 686, if you want the deep version. But the quick gloss is, when a model makes a prediction and gets feedback, that error signal travels backward through the network, layer by layer. At each step, the algorithm calculates how much each weight contributed to that error.
That's wild to think about. The whole field was kind of stuck.
Yeah. And there's a catch. In a very deep network, say 100 layers, that credit signal has to travel backward through all of them. Each time it passes through a layer, it can shrink. A little multiplication by a small number, repeated 100 times, and you get something basically indistinguishable from zero. This is the vanishing gradient problem. The early layers barely learn at all.
Okay, so that's the supervised learning version. You have a clear right or wrong answer. Feedback is immediate. Backprop distributes the credit. But there's a harder version, right?
Much harder. In supervised learning, feedback is immediate. You make a prediction, you find out right away if it was wrong. But imagine training an agent to play chess. It plays 50 moves, then wins or loses. Which of those 50 moves actually deserved credit? And in agentic RL, the environment itself is stochastic. It changes, has side effects, doesn't reset cleanly.
There was actually a paper this spring on credit assignment with resets. The idea being you can sometimes clean slate part of the environment mid-trajectory to isolate which decisions actually mattered. Like running a controlled experiment inside the training loop.
Which is clever. It's basically trying to do what our cook couldn't do, change one thing at a time. The problem is, it doesn't always scale. And for real-world agent tasks, you often can't reset the environment at all.
Right. You can't unsend the email.
You cannot unsend the email. So, approximations matter a lot in practice. Eligibility traces are, 1, you maintain a running memory of which actions were taken recently, and when a reward arrives, you spread it backward with more weight on recent actions. End step returns are another. Instead of waiting for the final outcome, you look ahead end steps and update from there.
Which is kind of humbling. The models we're all shipping are learning from approximations of credit assignment, not the real thing.
Yeah. And they work remarkably well anyway, which is either very encouraging or should make us a little nervous about what we think they've learned. I honestly go back and forth.
Okay, so where does this land in terms of current practice? Still the active fight or basically solved infrastructure?
Still very much the active fight. For supervised learning on well-defined tasks, Backprop handles it well enough that it's basically infrastructure. You don't think about it. But the moment you move to long horizon tasks, sparse rewards, agentic settings, it's the bottleneck. Every team building agents right now is, in some form, engineering around credit assignment, denser intermediate rewards, better value estimators, structured trajectories that make attribution easier.
It's the boring infrastructure problem again.
It's always the boring infrastructure problem. We said it in episode 900. 100 brilliant agents defeated by one shared folder. You could just as easily say, 100 brilliant agents defeated by one unresolved credit signal.
Okay, that's going in the vault.
So, the one thing I want a newcomer to walk away with. Credit assignment is not a technique. It's the question underneath all learning. Which decisions cause this outcome? Backpropagation is one answer. For the case where feedback is immediate. Policy gradients, actor critic, temporal difference. Those are answers for when feedback is delayed. Eligibility traces and end-step returns are cheaper approximations when the exact answer is too expensive.
The question is the thing. The techniques are just how you chase it.
Exactly. And the reason it keeps coming up on this show, every agentic paper, every RL for LLMS paper, everything we've been reading for the past 9 months, is that nobody has a fully satisfying answer yet. Not for the long horizon case. It's genuinely open.
All right. I feel like we actually did it this time. Ava, 9 months in, and we finally defined a term we've been using since episode one, truly setting the bar.